Nathan was waiting with his hands in his pocket, beside the silver Christmas tree in the arrivals lounge at Dublin Airport. The new terminal was bright and polished, with a lot of escalators. I had just brushed my teeth in the airport bathroom. My suitcase was ugly, and I was trying to carry it with a degree of irony. When Nathan saw me, he asked, "What is that? A joke suitcase?" "You look good," I said. He lifted the case out of my hand. "I hope people don't think this belongs to me now that I'm carrying it," he said. He was still wearing his work clothes, a very clean navy suit. Nobody would think the suitcase belonged to him, it was obvious. I was the one wearing black leggings with a hole in one knee, and I hadn't washed my hair since I left Boston. "You look unbelievably good," I said. You look better than the last time I saw you, even." "I thought I was in decline by now, age-wise." "You look okay, but you're young, so..." "What are you doing? Yoga or something?" "I've been running," he said. "The car's just out here." Outside, it was below zero, and a thin rim of frost had formed on the corner of Nathan's windshield. The interior of his car smelled like air freshener and the brand of aftershave he liked to wear to events. I didn't know what the aftershave was called, but I knew what the bottle looked like. I saw it in drugstores sometimes, and if I was having a bad day, I'd let myself screw the cap off. My hair feels physically unclean. Not just unwashed, but actively dirty. Nathan closed the door and put the key in the ignition.